Welcome to Vantage Radio. Vantage is a storytelling company. Story is a language everyone speaks, and we believe the most powerful stories are found in the Bible. Meet our cast and crew and see what goes on behind the scenes of the stories that we tell. We hope you get a bigger picture of the story God is telling and where you fit into it. Enter the pages of Scripture and experience the other side of the story.
My name is Zacchaeus. You've probably heard the rumors that I'm a traitor and a thief, and I wish I could tell you that they weren't true. You see, as a kid, you don't dream of growing up and becoming a tax collector. This was one of those jobs where no one looked forward to seeing you. The Jews didn't like me because I worked for the Romans. The Romans didn't like me because I was Jewish. I just couldn't win. And I tried. I did. I tried to do it the right way at first, to be honest, to only take what the Romans required. But it was so much extra work. I'd stay up all night and spend all day crunching numbers. I was just scraping by. In the end, it was easier to round up. It started with just taking a few extra coins at first, but then it got out of control. And I started taking home an extra 25%. Well, the Romans liked those numbers, and so they promoted me. They made me the chief tax collector of all Jericho. Now everyone knew who I was, and still no one wanted anything to do with me. You know, I can't even remember the last time someone invited me over. And even though I have one of the biggest houses in the city, it's almost always empty. But then one day, everything changed. I was walking down the street, doing my rounds, picking up coins, when I overheard a group of people talking excitedly. They were talking about this famous rabbi who was going to be walking through town later that very day. Apparently, his name was Jesus, and supposedly, he could heal people and had performed miracles. Some Jews even claimed that he might be the long-awaited Messiah. Well, I don't know about that, but if he was, I had to be the very last person that he'd be interested in helping. Besides, most of the people that went to see teachers like that were the poor and the sick and the disabled. And I was none of those things. I didn't need anything. I didn't need anyone. I was doing fine, but I couldn't stop thinking about how people talked about him, how excited they were. I don't know. Maybe after I get done with my rounds, I'll slip down and check this guy out. By the time I reached the town square, there was already a huge crowd gathered. This rabbi was more popular than I thought. It's like everyone in the city had turned out to see Jesus. I fought my way through the crowd, but I kept getting boxed out. As I pushed through, people kept shoving me back. I almost gave up and just walked home. But I had this feeling deep down, something I haven't felt for a long, long time. Maybe hope? I didn't know. All I knew was the most important thing for me to do in that moment was to see Jesus. So I did something completely ridiculous. I ran over to the closest fig tree that I could find and jumped up and grabbed the lowest branch and started climbing up it like a child. Well, as I reached the top branch, all covered in sap and leaves, I looked down and I saw him. Hundreds of people pressed in all around him, everyone reaching out, just trying to touch him. But then Jesus did something that I did not expect. He stopped. and he looked up out of the crowd right at me. In that moment, the streets went completely quiet. Now everyone was looking at me. I just wanted to fall back out of that tree and die. But then Jesus yelled up at me, "Zacchaeus, come out of that tree right now." The crowd burst into laughter. I felt my face start to flush and tears fill my eyes. Was he just gonna be like everyone else? But then he spoke again, softer this time, and said, "I have got to have lunch with you today." I couldn't believe it. And from the sound of it, neither could the crowd. He wanted to have lunch with me? No one wanted to have lunch with me. But the most popular guy that I had ever seen had just invited himself over to my place. Well, I slipped down that tree and I ran home as fast as I could to make arrangements for lunch with Jesus. By the time Jesus arrived, my whole house had been transformed. Windows were open, servants were running around everywhere, every table was covered in food. As we sat down to eat, I guess I thought that we would spend the meal listening to Jesus teach. But he took a surprising interest in me. He asked me all sorts of questions about my life and my family and how I had come to be a tax collector. He genuinely wanted to know me. He sought to understand who I was. I had never experienced that before. But then Jesus asked the one question I didn't want to answer. "So where are all of your friends?" My heart sunk. I was sure he knew the answer already, but it felt like he wanted me to say it anyway. I looked at the ground. "I don't have any," I blurted out with fresh tears in my eyes. "Okay, happy? No one likes me. No one can even see me. And I try to punish them by stealing from them, but it doesn't work. Nothing helps. At the end of the day, I still just feel so alone and so lost." When I looked up, Jesus had this huge grin on his face, and he said, "Well, it's a good thing I found you then." By the end of that meal, I was a different man. I vowed in front of Jesus and all of my servants to give back 4 times what I had cheated people out of, and to give half of all of my possessions to the poor. I wasn't gonna live that way anymore. I wasn't gonna be that man. And he declared in front of all of us, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man is now part of my family. For I have come to seek and save the lost." When no one else saw me, Jesus looked up out of the crowd, right into my eyes. When everyone rejected me, he ate with me. He was my friend. He didn't see what everyone else did. Instead, Jesus found me right where I was at and invited me into his family.
Well, thank you for tuning in and hanging out with us behind the scenes. Be sure to follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Vantage Stories and subscribe to our YouTube channel for first access to new videos we release. Remember, we are all storytellers and your story matters. To be continued.